Hare Krishna Japa, Increasing Taste and Concentration. Technique 6, Krishna Crying, Part 2. Crying for Radharani and Krishna. When the pain of genuine separation from one's beloved intensifies, one may cry out, longing for their presence. The tears of separation then coat the eyes with the required ointment to envision the beloved. In this mood of loving separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis spent their days and nights crying out to Radha and Krishna. From the beginning days of his mission, Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to cry out to Krishna, pleading, hoping, and begging for a chance to serve Krishna and to see and love Radha and Krishna. Intense hankering for Krishna automatically arises as you advance in Bhakti Bhajan. May the following passages inspire you to cry for Radha and Krishna. Once, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram means, O energy of Krishna, O Sri Radha, O Hara, O Sri Krishna, please accept me. So Hare Krishna Japa, it simply means crying out to Sri Krishna, please accept me, please accept me. Prabhupada Lecture, 1966, November 19th. At another time, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna Japa is exactly like the genuine crying of a child for its mother's presence. So somehow, a child has become separated from his or her mother. And at that time, the child feels frightened, alone, helpless, and insecure. And that mood of loneliness and helplessness and fright, the child will cry out, Oh, mother! Oh, mother, where are you? Please come quickly. I miss you. I'm helpless without you. So this is the mood behind our chanting of Hare Krishna Japa, like a lost baby crying helplessly for his or her mother. Oh, Radha! Oh, Krishna! Bachao, bachao! Patume, patume, save me, please protect me, please save me. Oh Krishna, where are you? Oh Radharani, where are you? Please come quickly, show yourselves to me. Somehow make me feel your presence, protection and love in my life. Oh Radha, oh Krishna, somehow please make me feel your presence, protection and love in my heart. Of course, to sincerely cry for Krishna, one must truly feel helpless, fallen, and unfortunate. Calling out to Krishna and Radharani in a mood of complete dependence and surrender and helplessness will surely touch Krishna's heart. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the summit of Krishna Bhajan, when you will be crying and crying for Radha and Krishna, and you will see everything as empty and vacant without Radha Govinda. This is the topmost summit of Krishna Bhajan. Srila Prabhupada Lecture 1974, January 5th. To conclude, technique number 6, part 2, crying for Radha and Krishna. You have to chant Hare Krishna Japa with a full heart and a feeling of crying. Open your heart and genuinely cry to Radha and Krishna. Then surely Radha Govinda Yugal will respond with wide open hearts of acceptance and manifest their sweet presence in your heart. O Radharani, O Krishna, you know that I am a wretched, fallen sinner, drowning in the ocean of material existence, samsara sagar. If you don't save me and show me your compassion, I am lost forever. I have absolutely no one else to turn to. I am alone and without any shelter but you, so please help me. You can't imitate or pretend, but somehow or other, if you can chant in all humility, open your heart and genuinely cry for Radha and Krishna like this, then surely Radha and Krishna will manifest their sweet presence in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. Once a saint said, crying for Radha and Krishna is absolutely necessary. However, if you can't cry, then at least you should cry that you cannot cry for Radha and Krishna. Thus concludes part 2, crying for Radha and Krishna. Technique 6, Krishna crying. Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration.